With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Between the nearly non-existent winter and now this above-average warm fall, the Northwoods has had a long stretch of relatively mild weather. WXPR's Katie Thorson talked with a local wildlife rehabilitator about how our unusual weather has been impacting wildlife and his line of work.
Wild Instincts Wildlife Rehabilitation Center near Rhinelander takes in and cares for upwards of 1,000 animals per year. With 3 months still to go in 2024, they've already admitted more than 1,200.
It's been extremely busy this year.
Before the busy summer season started, Rehabilitation Director Mark Naniot thought admission might actually be lower this year because of the mild winter.
We thought, you know, the animals would come through in much better shape and it wouldn't really be a big deal, and it turned out to be a very big deal.
Instead, Wild Instincts was getting baby animals like birds and fawns more than a month earlier than typical. And they've just kept coming. Naniot says birds usually have 3 nestings a year, and instead this year are at 4 or 5 nestings. Just a few days ago, they admitted some bobcats that were only 8 weeks old.
What it means for us is, you know, basically keeping them all winter because they won't be ready to be released. And so basically it's going to be keeping them till springtime. And a lot of these cages we don't shovel or, you know, anything to. And so, of course, we're going to have to be shoveling to these cages and maintaining things all winter long for, you know, some of these things that'll be wintered over.
Though based on the animals having babies this late in the year, Naniot suspects this winter won't be too harsh.
It's been something that we've noticed over all the years. We can kind of tell when things are early, things are fast, that there might be a, you know, kind of a nasty winter coming. And when things are slower and late, then it's either going to be a later winter or a more mild winter. And this year is shaping up to be maybe even both. So it might be a repeat of last year.
Naniot says the animals that come to them are a mix of injured animals and those that are displaced by human activity. Wild Instincts is always in need of donations that range from monetary to paper towels to fish. He says they were going through about 35 pounds of fish per day this summer. We have information on how to support Wild Instincts at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The ballot drop box that now sits in front of Wausau City Hall is once again the subject of attention. A contentious night outside and inside the council chambers Tuesday over the actions of Mayor Doug Denny. Both protesters and supporters lined the sidewalk for over an hour. That's after the mayor took a picture of himself removing the drop box at the end of September. Denny previously acknowledged that his action was taken without consulting City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi. Since then, the State Department of Justice has launched an investigation into the matter. Voters on both sides of the aisle expressed their opinions.
I think in the end, not having a box, it eliminates any problems, any question about the outcome of election.
And also, want to push back against disinformation. I mean, there's a lot been going around the community that ballot drop boxes are not secure, and that's just, you know, it's just the result of these campaigns that get people to believe things that aren't true.
A proposal before the Wausau City Council Tuesday would have provided extra security for the drop box. In order to vote on the matter, alders would have had to suspend the council's rules. Failure to do so effectively killed the proposal for extra security. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. President Joe Biden used a Wisconsin visit to set a 10-year deadline for U.S. cities to replace lead pipes and make drinking water safe for all Americans. Biden announced a final Environmental Protection Agency rule Tuesday.
It'll save lives, but it also saves the taxpayers billions of dollars over time. It's about the basics. It's about clean water. To me, it's a simple proposition. This is also about fairness. Nationally, I'm directing nearly half of this funding go to disadvantaged communities that have borne the brunt of lead pipe poisoning.
The announcement by the Democratic president highlights an issue, safe drinking water, that Kamala Harris has prioritized as vice president and in her presidential campaign. The rule supplants a looser standard set forth by former President Donald Trump's administration that did not include a universal requirement to replace lead pipes. It comes a decade after the Flint, Michigan water crisis raised alarms about the dangers of lead in tap water. Deer in 3 Wisconsin counties have died from epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD. The Wisconsin DNR confirmed the positive test results Tuesday. One deer in Chippewa County, two in Jackson County, and one in Waukesha County have tested positive for the virus that causes EHD. The DNR says the disease was detected after landowners reported dead deer near ponds on their property. The deer did not look sick or injured. EHD is spread by small flies. The virus does not infect humans. Signs of EHD in deer include excessive salivation, foaming around the nose and mouth, and appearing weak or approachable by humans. Carcasses found in or near water sources may also be a sign, as infected deer will lay in water to cool down or drink. Anyone who observes a deer that appears to be displaying clinical signs of EHD or is found dead in or near water is encouraged to contact the DNR quickly. EHD is common across the southern and western United States, occasionally showing up in the Midwest. It can be fatal to deer, especially in populations that have limited previous exposure to the virus, such as in Wisconsin. Wind chill warnings won't be issued this winter. As Wisconsinites prepare for the cold, WAOW meteorologist Justin Lowe says a common weather phrase will no longer be used.
What they're going to do is do away with the wind chill advisories and warnings and watches. And they're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
Lowe says public feedback led to the change.
They've surveyed the public, and they said, do you understand what this alert means and what that alert means? And most of the public says, no, we really don't know the difference. So that's why they embarked on this multi-year plan to simplify their alerts.
The National Weather Service will issue an extreme cold warning when temperatures or wind chills reach 30 below zero within a 12 to 36-hour span. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.